Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The other day, my son came home to Eureka for a visit. He had grown up in Humboldt, but moved away to go to college and pursue his career. He's a pilot, so has visited hundreds of cities and dozens of countries the past decade. When we were driving near downtown Eureka, he commented, "Looks like the land of the walking dead." "What do you mean?" I asked. "The tweakers. They're everywhere, and I don't remember it being that bad when I was growing up here." Familiarity may breed contempt. It can also breed a blind eye. Till a few years ago, I'd turned a blind eye. More recently, I've had occasion to speak with people who live in, work in, and a few who are planning to leave from Humboldt County. They say that the number of people who look like hardcore drug users are on the increase. Even old-time pot growers around the county seem to be thinking that something wicked this way has come, namely a harsher, more violent breed of drug growers and peddlers. Today, we're talking about the need to shift from a resource-based to a tourist-based economy. But we're also painfully aware that tourists are unlikely to visit when the panhandlers are everywhere and a large number of vagrants dot our landscape. Why can't we clean up our cities? I think it's because we haven't begun to tackle our burgeoning drug problem. Would it help to motivate us if I made the claim that the mortal dangers of drug abuse are much more threatening than terrorism? For example, in 2008, 1,786 people died from heroin overdoses in the states. By 2012, the number of those deaths jumped to 3,635, and 9,869 people died from prescription opioid overdose. Also in 2012. Now, if these numbers are even close, consider this. When the terrorists attacked on 9/11, we declared war on the terrorists and have been fighting battles against the perpetrators ever since at huge expense of money and lives. But every year, the number of overdoses on heroin and opioids hovers somewhere between, let's say, 13,000 and 14,000 persons. Since 9/11, that's over 150,000 people dead from drug overdose. So while we run off to fight foreign battles against terrorists, it seems a more surreptitious enemy strikes closer to home. What should we do? First, we have to care. Whoever we are and wherever we are, America faces a crisis, and in my view, Humboldt County is close to ground zero. Second, mental health facilities need to increase their capacity. Third, drug use should not be glamorized or normalized. In my view, tweakers are a lot like the zombies because they're neither living nor dead. Afraid to live life to its fullest, they choose to live in a perpetual stupor. Fourth, the human factor needs to be considered. Isolation, shame, incarceration, and punishment have had little effect on the so-called war on drugs. Something better has to be found. I think it can be found if we dig a little deeper into the moral and spiritual values that help build our Western society. Faith, family, honesty, and hard work. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.